Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, made a glad inner sight. Welcome, everybody, the program where you can call in and be mad or glad and talk about what makes you that way or what doesn't make you that way. And listening to the news about the economy, you know, there's so many different contradiction. Now, the guy, the head guy from Bank of America, I forget his name, was in the news today, and he's saying that it's not that bad, that the consumer's doing good, and of course he's got all the money, you know.
Yeah.
So he's up there praising the consumer and, you know, saying that people are strong enough to get through and all that. Then on the other hand, you got this other guy who's warning that it's going to get worse. This guy from, I forget what organization he's, all these people, by the way, are billionaires who are talking about the economy. I never heard of them asking the average person who has to go to work every day. You know, those are the people they should be asking.
The
average
too.
Person.
Yeah.
And then you got this other idiot from the stupid club on CNBC, and he only talks to people with money. That's how prejudiced he is. You know, he's talking about that. He interviewed four big investors on the economy, you know, and then he publishes the results, and I guess you could look it up. I don't know if he charges you for it or what, but but he's always talking to people who got money.
That's true.
I never heard him once address people that don't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
You know, and what to do and how to make it through, and you know, and I never heard him say that the government should give out another stimulus. There was an item in the news about that today on Fox. Something about, it wasn't clear. Somebody called me and told me about some kind of a fourth stimulus that may or may not happen. So
that's helpful.
Then you've got the 8 and I forget the percentage. It's over 8%. And I heard this confirmed on the Social Security line. Over 8% increase in Social Security. I don't know what the thing is and what the increase is in SSI, but 8.9%, I think it is. You know.
Well, I got a little different scenario. They said anywhere the Social Security can go up about $124. So I'm sitting there going, well, when?
Yeah, but where
and
did you
how?
Get that from?
I got that on the internet.
Yeah, but who's that from? Is that from Social Security?
I'd have to look. Yeah, it looked like a reliable source at the time. I have to look again. Yeah.
I'm talking about, I got my figure from the Social Security line, the 800 number.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So
this wasn't Social
Security,
but it was something to evaluate. 8.9%,
all right. But now, what good is that? If they're going to take money away from you and you got to worry about if you go to work, you're going to...
They said that they weren't.
You have to go off
That's
your disability and then you're, you know, you're this, that, and the other thing. What the hell good is it?
They're going to be taking more money from me then.
You're going to lose it. And then they raise your rent.
That's
which
the
is, they already raised mine, $34.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't even get the damn money yet.
And they're raising it.
And they raise the rent. That's how the government gives a damn about us.
Yeah,
they don't give one crap about us, man. Let me tell
you. No, they don't. They'd rather us dead. Somebody said something also, and you got to be careful what you watch, you know, on the internet. But somebody said this, and I thought this was quite interesting. Remember the beginning of the pandemic? I kept saying to you, it's a what do you call it, conspiracy? It's a conspiracy. It is starting to find that out now because Fauci or Farty, whatever we call him nowadays, Fauci said that he was going to, at the time, give money to the Wuhan lab, and people are saying that they made it into, like, a bioterrorist weapon, like, you know, using biology as with the viruses and everything. And then more is to come down on the line because they were trying to create, like, a group of people who don't get sick. And then use them, and that's it. You're done.
Well, some people have a better immune system. What do you expect?
Yeah, well, I'm going to make sure that I take everything that would help my immune system. You know, because I'm not ready to die yet soon.
But who knows, you know, these people make statements and how much of it is true and how much of it isn't true. But if they're going to give us increases, what they need to do first is pass a law that money cannot be touched.
That's true.
I mean, you know, when I say, let me clarify that. When I say that, what I mean is the government cannot just come and take away your money, you know.
That's
there should be a law. You know, if you have a debt or a bill and a company wants to take you to court, that's different.
Right.
You know. But I'm talking about the fact that the government can just come and reduce your money because maybe you got a little job and you made a little something extra. God forbid you should have a life. You know?
Yeah.
That's wrong. They're not giving us anything.
No, they're not. Nothing to.
They're not giving us a damn thing in comparison to what they owe us as disabled people, you know, because of all the things that weren't made for us, and they made them for everybody else, so there's no excuse.
That's right.
And that's the inner sight philosophy. They're not giving us a damn thing. Whatever this, and you know, I'll speak for myself, whatever this government gives me, they owe me, and they'll never be able to repay me.
Exponentially, yes.
For denying me my safety.
Wow, look at this.
And
then
if I wasn't hold
sorry.
It. And
I
if I wasn't
sorry.
If I wasn't resourceful and learned how to train my guide dogs on my own, there's a good chance that I wouldn't even be here today. A very good chance. Because these friggin' drivers out here are crazy the way they drive.
Here they are.
So the government owes me, and it owes millions of people. And I'm not impressed with any increase that they give us, as long as they have these stupid stipulations where they can take things away from you all the time. And that other stupid thing that you have to deal with, that stupid trust crap.
So stupid,
that is a
right?
bunch of bull.
It is. But
that's
for you to have
control
more than
measure, if I ever heard of one.
I know.
What?
But for you to have any money, you have to go through something like that. You won't have that money.
Bunch
It'll
of
go
bull.
Straight to the. Yeah, I know.
They don't do
I
that
to, buy
to,
into.
To so-called able-bodied people.
No, they don't.
Do they?
Nope.
Able-bodied people
and everybody
that have medical insurance, you know, they pay into the insurance or whatever. Do they treat them like that? Do they have to say you got to spend down and all that crap?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up too.
They don't. What do you mean you don't know? They don't
what,
do that.
About spending down? No, they don't do that. But they
no,
might have
they
other
don't.
Circumstances.
They only do it to
you know,
us.
About. Yes, they do.
They only do it to us.
Here's what they
and
said.
Our work is harder than any able-bodied person.
Yeah, I'd say that.
I don't give a damn what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have to fight against a world that wasn't made for us.
That's true. They're saying now benefits up to $3,148 per month.
Who's
see if
saying?
You qualify
what
in 60 seconds. Yeah, this is the latest figure.
Latest figure from whom? Where?
From
what are you reading?
Social Security online.
Benefits? Read that again.
I wrote, okay. It says that $3,345 would be for your monthly allowance if you qualify. That means if you qualify.
Yeah, if you qualify.
If
but that's not everybody.
I don't know about that. You know, it says see if
no, that's
you
not everybody. They're going. They're going
seconds.
By people's earnings.
Well, yeah, quarters of coverage. Yep. You
no.
have to a quarter.
Earnings.
Well, quarter. I think it used to be $500 in any quarter of the year. So if you were to make a, you know, in the first quarter of say this year, and you made $500 or whatever it is now, whatever that magic number is, then you're, first of all, you're considered substantially gainful, which is stupid right there. That should just be yours, but that's not what's happening. They're forcing people to put it in a trust so you will not lose it. You will lose it if it's not in a trust. If you are under the age of 64, which I
what
am.
What they should do is double everybody's money, get rid of all these stupid rules where they can take your money.
That's true.
You know, and let us live our lives.
That's
you know?
True.
And
they
start making up for the things they didn't do for us.
That's true.
When they did
Very
it, when they did it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
you know,
they
it's not
do.
Hard. They took something away that was actually convenient. They didn't have dogs back then, but what they had at the corner is like sort of, you know how when you go to a railroad crossing, the bar goes down? Well, they had these bars that went down, but they were small ones, right where the sidewalk was. Well, they took that down, Frank. It's like a, you know, if you were coming to it, of course, and you had a dog, your dog would stop. That's the way the train signals were. They had these, not only the train signals, the corners of areas, you would stop and then know that there might be cars coming. But no, not, they took that down and now there's literally only a few corners, even though we quote won the case, there's only a few corners in Long Island that are accessible, whatever we write letters for, which is stupid. It shouldn't be that way.
What do you mean only a few corners? I don't understand what you're saying.
What I'm
saying
is
curb cuts all over the place.
Not curb cuts. Accessible pedestrian signals. And
you didn't say that.
Are not everywhere, by the way.
No, they're not everywhere, but there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, but still, say for example, you
what
go
about, wait a minute,
on
you
a,
first you, wait, hold, you're not making sense. First you're talking about the railroad, now you jumped in to accessible pedestrians.
No, the reason why I said the railroads, I wanted to give you a visual of what those, or a feel for what those gates were. They were like these little, instead of being the railroad size of the gate, they're smaller.
I understand, but what's that got to do with accessible pedestrian signals?
Okay, they used to use those years and years ago in the 1800s, look how far back, to cross the street. So if you felt for the gate and the gate was down, you knew not to cross the street. But if the gate was up, then you know it's safe to cross the street.
Hey, if you could see the damn gate.
You know, but they took that down. They took it down. And they replaced it with the signals that we have, the pedestrian signals that we have now. And yet, there's no accessible pedestrian signal. None whatsoever.
What do you mean? There are
in certain areas.
Signals,
in certain areas, they don't change.
You're talking about that every traffic light should be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance
that's because you got no enforcement in the damn law.
That's right.
You know? See, they'll give us an increase,
right,
and they'll continue to take that increase away under certain circumstances, you know, but they won't continue, they won't give us our total safety and accessibility.
That's true.
That's what it comes down to. That's why they shouldn't penalize us with this damn money, because
that's
we're
right.
not equal.
Mm-hmm.
We're not friggin' equal.
I wish we were.
They don't do this to anybody else, only us.
That's right.
We're the only ones that they persecute like this. And that's exactly
you know
what
why?
It is in my mind.
You're right. And you know why? They want to get rid of us. I told you that from the beginning. I have that feeling, that gut feeling.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is a damn nothing. You can't deal with it.
That's right. Yeah,
going to a nursing home where you lay around and you don't do anything.
Otherwise, you know, shut your mouth. Here's what they're saying with that. Shut your mouth and enjoy it, basically, which I don't have any enjoyment in being, you know, unequal, you know?
Anyway, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom's River, New Jersey, adopting Akita. And Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224-3090. And all the beautiful children of the world, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Baby Royalty,
sure.
Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children who have perished in some of this horrible shooting that goes on.
Yeah,
Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight. All right, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. I want to thank my friend Mr. Kennedy for caring about Inner Sight and helping us keep the program on the air. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Suffolk County
Independent Living. I was surprised
when they called
me today.
What?
I said I was completely surprised when they called me today. Seriously.
Well, did you get anything good out of it?
No. Well, she said this is too long for me to have been waiting for this, and they're going to fight on my behalf to see what's going on. So that's where I'm at.
Whatever that means.
Exactly.
They're to put it
so
in the newspaper.
Call them, and then we'll see what they have to say and how far they got into it. If they didn't get into it far.
Well, call them and tell them you want to put it in the news. You want a news conference.
I will.
That's what
I
would do.
If I'm not getting what I want.
You want to help me fight for what I'm supposed to get? I do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
Independent living.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be independent. Not the way they want to do it. It should be the way you
exactly.
want to do it. Exactly.
Silo,
631-880-7929. I want to thank Jose Delgado for his help and Silo. And go to the website. You see our nursing home number up there, the one where you can call in if you want to help with the nursing home. Let me give you that number, 631-487-2038. And what we need now, right now, is people to go out and get names on the petition to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We've got to get names on that petition. How is that petition? Anything in movement?
Three names. Still.
three names.
People are scared, I think.
Ah, you got to get people out there.
I think so.
Got to get people out there to get people to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, and brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical, when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085. Gary, you talk to Gary.
Yep.
Nobody Starved on Long Island. Let's see, how about we run, why don't you run the Able News.
Yeah, give me a second, let me get back to it.
Don't want to forget.
I don't know what happened here.
Inner Sight and Able News. And see our ad in there about turning the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yep, yep, it's coming. I don't know why it's taking a while today. All right, here we go.
And
Able.
Live.
Yep.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a site. And brought to you by Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, have some fun, impress your girlfriend, get the Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if I can find his number here. Fernandez, where are you? He's hiding. He's hiding. Come on out. Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. You can go on the internet.
I'll go now.
Find the website. And he's also on Facebook with the Third Eye
Insight,
and you know what? We'll come back to that. We'll
dig up, Devin Fernandez,
dig up the number, and we'll dig up the number, and we'll find it for you. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. You want to call in 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about? Anybody on the line?
Yeah, it's just listening to us, it's Anthony. He's listening.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, if Anthony wants to talk, he's welcome. You know, I just don't want to. Let me clear up something here.
Yeah.
Everyone is entitled to their opinion. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But this show is not here to promote the system that's going on the way it is now. You know,
yeah,
and that's what bothers me. I don't care if you state your opinion once, you know, but we don't want to promote opinions that don't agree within a site. I mean, you could state it once and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we are trying to perform a monumental task here, and we need all the good energy we can get.
That's right.
You don't agree with us,
good
fine.
Energy.
You don't have to agree with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So we're not against people stating what they believe, you know, but we're not here to promote ideas that don't agree with Inner Sight.
I think I'm going to let him in if he wants to. Let me
find
out.
If he wants to talk.
Okay. Yeah, let me Let me let him.
Inner Sight Live.
Hi, Anthony. Oops. Anthony, you there?
All right.
All right.
I guess he wants to listen.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
All right. Matt, a glad Monday. And, you know, one of the things that really bothers me, and I hear it so much from people who are struggling. Now, remember, and we're going to try to put this up on the Skilled Nursing Facebook tomorrow. I don't know if they'll let us, but remember, there are 30 million people in this country who want to get rid of nursing homes. Now, add 10 million to that, friends and relatives, you know, I estimate. 40 million people who don't want nursing homes in this country, who hate them.
Me.
You know?
I hate them.
And that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If we could get those people to sign our petition, that would definitely be a major step forward. You know, we don't have the resources to get those kind of names on a petition. You know, we don't have people who work for us, or people who can promote, you know, marketing and all that. We don't have that. We have to struggle through. Day by day, to try to get something done.
That's right.
So,
tomorrow we work
a lot of people
together.
What?
Tomorrow you and I have an appointment in the morning. So
well, we
got to
get more people to help us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people in this country who don't want nursing homes. And that's a big reason why we say what we say and we do what we do, and we try to get these places out of here, get them out, you know, turn them into accessible housing, turn them into something good.
We need that badly.
And all the nurses, now let me point this out. All the nurses who work in these places are doing their clients a great injustice. They really are, because they can't be a good nurse in a nursing home. There's too many people, not enough of them.
That's right.
So what we would like to do is give all these nurses jobs in the person's home. You know, mandate the agencies to help raise the money to pay them.
Yeah, it's true. The
create a television show to raise money for that purpose. And in addition to that, create a private fund of Volunteers for Freedom.
Right.
And if a nurse wants to donate his or her time for X amount of hours, we will reward them financially, or their family. See how that works? It works for everybody.
It does, actually.
It works for the nurses. It works for the people. It works for the housing. Everybody benefits from what we want to do.
If the nursing
homes...
It works
for the taxpayers. What?
If the nursing home administrator follows through and does this, okay, actually go in and say, okay, this is not going to remain like this anymore, but what we'll be doing is putting together, you know, lists of people to, you know, be placed in another nursing home until we get the nursing home changed and converted into housing. That's how that's going to work. That would be great if it actually works.
Well, you
got to
go higher than the administrator. You need a law. You need legislation to mandate this thing. You know, the administrator can't do that. You need a law.
But you could, he could say, oh, I'm interested. Or, because right now they're having trouble keeping these nursing homes around. And they're trying to think of things that would keep the nursing homes. It's beneficial for us, but not so beneficial.
Well, you got to go. You got to go to the owner for that.
That's the person who's worried.
If the owner wanted to sell the nursing home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And turn it into accessible housing. That would be a start.
Yeah.
Say one place.
Yeah.
Because
there's very few accessible housing. There's waiting lists, big waiting lists.
And in other words, instead of owning a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
he would own a housing complex.
That sounds so nice, doesn't it? Better than a nursing home.
Well, to us it is.
Yeah.
To us it is. And you wouldn't have to deal with, all the problems.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm sure you always have other problems, but you wouldn't have the problems that you have now.
Well, let me explain to why we're suggesting this in the first place. Because we've had people who we know who called the radio station and said, listen, I'm homeless now. I don't have any more money. I don't have anything. And we've helped them, get beyond, that point, ask them what they need, see if we can get donors to help them and things like that, but not where, you're just giving up on these people. That's
well, we try to
I
help
feel.
Them, but we don't,
yeah,
we don't control the money that's there for the housing.
That's right.
That's controlled by agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they spending money on big salaries for people when people are homeless?
That's true.
It doesn't make sense. That's a mad for me.
That's a very big mad.
That money should go to help that person to have a place to live. And then pay the salaries. That's why you need the agencies to be mandated to raise money.
Yeah.
So you can do something like that.
But let me explain one thing. People, the agencies for the disability of that person, for example, somebody was born with cerebral palsy, right? You would go to, United Cerebral Palsy and other agencies as well. In case you're on a wheelchair, you'll have, people who can help you when you help you with your wheelchair if you need it, as opposed to waiting forever for another wheelchair. That's just a quick example that I could think of. Instead of waiting for, on a waiting list to have your wheelchair fixed or whatever, you can have it fixed, much faster. A lot of things can be.
Well, everybody should have the solution to that is everybody should have a fund for their wheelchair.
Yep.
And it can only be used for that.
Or a backup one, for that matter.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would eliminate. Look at all the money that would save on Medicaid alone.
Yeah, I know.
If you had something like that.
Yep.
A
backup.
If the agencies raised the money. Let's say, argument's sake, they raised $20,000. All right, they could raise $100,000, and $20,000 goes into the fund for the person's wheelchair. Now that person has that money in their fund for wheelchair. They don't have to worry about where the next one's coming from, or they don't have to deal with the stupid Medicaid running their lives and butting into their business.
Yeah.
Nobody has to deal with that, only us. People that have medical insurance, people that work for places, and they have medical insurance, they it's part of the benefits, right?
Yes.
They don't get their business butted into with all that, the way we have to conduct our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, they work. So do we. Every disabled person in this country, whether they do anything or not, works. Because we don't have the accessibility that we should have. And that's hell hard work to try to bring that accessibility about. Example? 5 years.
Yeah.
One case alone. 5 years on my case. They wouldn't let me on the bus with my guide dog, the accessorized. And it's finally being settled. After 5 ass long years.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't work?
Death.
You better damn ass believe it's work.
Oh, yeah.
So there's my, there's one example. And how many more millions are there?
To me, it's not even, you know, that simple. I think it's hard work. I mean, really hard work. Because you have to call every day to get, you know, answers on things. All of that.
And then you got all these rules in your way.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All these damn criteria and rules that shouldn't be there. If the agencies were mandated to raise the money, you could get rid of all these rules.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need them.
Yeah.
So there you have a system that we have to deal with, you know. Believe me, if the average person had to deal with the system that we have, this country wouldn't last 6 months.
That's true.
True. Those people would freak out. A lot of them would lose their minds.
Yes, they would.
Yeah. That's how hard it is to deal with it.
Yes. Very much so.
You know, got a call from a woman tonight before I went on the air who was very frightened of going into a nursing home. She needs an operation, so she's been told, you know. And she's afraid to go into the hospital because she can't get, she has no family, and she can't get aftercare. And I told her, I said, you got to go through the damn motions of the system. And then she's afraid that they'll send her to rehab and into a nursing home.
No,
so therefore she's not submitting to the operation.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's horrible. How many people are there like that in this country?
Many. People got caught.
But there's got to be a lot more.
Home. Yeah, they got. It is a lot more for sure. People got caught during COVID who had operations. And then after that, they got caught. Excuse me. Allergies. They got caught in the nursing home. So that's, you know, one thing that, yeah, you are right. You know, more than one thing we know about already.
So the whole system needs to be changed the way it was set up, what, 200 years ago?
Yeah. That's sad.
I mean, it's really horrible that we are pushed into the system the way we are.
Yeah.
And then they think they're doing us a big favor. They're going to give us an increase. I can take your damn increase and shove it, as far as I'm concerned.
Macy's window, 5 o'clock.
Because it doesn't mean damn thing unless you change some of these laws.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, 839. Let's see, tomorrow night is open mic. You can pick your own subject. And Wednesday is our nursing home show.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, if I want to use the... If we can get, if they allow us to put something up on that Facebook,
mm-hmm.
I want to use that as the theme for Wednesday's show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, let's see if we can appeal to the nurses to get behind our cause.
Definitely.
You know, now why would they? Because we can get them better jobs if we this happens. You know, if a nurse is going to service one person as opposed to 40, isn't he or she going to do a better job?
Of course.
Arrest my case.
You know, a much better job.
There it is. The nurses should get behind Inner Sight and want this to happen. You know, look at the benefits they would get from Volunteers for Freedom alone.
Oh, yeah.
We set up that. In fact, I'll go a step further. The nurses ought to help us raise the funds for Volunteers for Freedom.
Yeah.
Every nurse in this country should help us to do that.
Right.
Because they're going to benefit from it.
Yes, they are.
I mean, if that magazine wants a story, I'll give them one. I got an idea that would help all nurses.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. Let's see if we can, if they'll let us put something up on the Facebook, we'll use it for the theme. If not, we'll send it out on the tweet.
Twitter. They have it Facebook and Twitter, and another one, I think.
Well, we'll see what they let us do. Wednesday, the nursing home show, and Thursday night. Let's see. What are we doing Thursday?
To be announced.
I forget. Thursday night to be announced.
That's right.
All right. Friday's the funnies.
Yeah.
All right. Come around Friday and have some fun and. Going to do a couple of imitations. I'm going to do a little piece of the Sunshine Boys.
Oh, I like that. I do.
On Friday. George Burns. Walter
Matthauer.
So funny.
Oh, yeah. I'll see if I could find it, too.
And let's see. I think Gene Wilder was in that movie.
Yes.
Yeah. And way back in the 70s, Gene and I were friends for a while. Nice guy.
Oh, good.
So there's
That's
my
cool.
connection to the Sunshine Boy. Then I'm going to do a little bit of that. And
a little skit, yeah.
It was so funny. All right. Matt of Glad, Monday night, 213-816-1650. You're mad about something, glad about something, tell it right here.
Yeah.
You know. And feel better for it.
Definitely.
All right. I want to thank the town of Brookhaven for sending, well, I don't know if they did it yet, but they're supposed to send a copy of the proclamation to Ira Tucker.
Yeah.
We're working on a day for Milton, and, you know, we got some good possibilities in other parts of the country already.
Yeah, that's great.
So we'll see what happens with that. But I want to thank the town that said they would send them a copy of the proclamation.
Wow. That's awesome.
Inner Sight around the world, and, some of our good friends, Olga Murray, helps Inner Sight. She's the town clerk in Islip. We appreciate her. My
I'm
friend
going
Tony.
To announce. I'm sorry.
Hold it. My friend Tony, who has made a pledge, and I'll be able to pick that donation up this week. What were you going to say?
What I was going to say is that, I forgot. It's terrible. Let me think a second. Nope.
You forgot.
I forgot, really. It's terrible. It's the
medicine
I take, I guarantee you. Yeah, I'll try to remember before the end of the show.
All right, Inner Sight and Man of Glad Monday. I'm always glad about my dog.
Aww.
That's the one permanent glad in my life.
That's true.
You know, to have that kind of safety.
Yeah,
around,
and relationship.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, to know that you can walk down any street
mm-hmm.
and be safe. You know. And if the street is not safe, she won't let me walk down it.
Yeah, no. She's very good.
Turn around, go down another street.
Yeah. I tried to see where you guys were going when you did that article. And I put my camera on my phone, and I tried to record videos, but it only recorded to a certain point, and that was it. You know, it was nice, though. You guys were talking, and also, you know, you could see, you know, Belle work with the reporter and you. She's so smart. She really is.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, and let's see, what else? Oh, brought to you by James Baja Monday, 516-783-9662, civil rights lawyer, Baja Monday, if you need any kind of direction with that. Give Jim a call. 516-783-9662. And who else? Who did I forget? Oh, Third Eye Insight.
Right.
Here's the number. Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464.
That's right. Yep.
So you can learn how to protect yourself. Or,
I just run them over. My wheelchair.
If you want to get rid of your mother-in-law,
uh-oh.
You know, learn some judo. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. All right, Matt are glad. And let's see. I want to thank Louis Rivera Senior for his pledge of a donation.
Oh, that was nice. Thank
greatly
you.
Greatly appreciate that. 846, 47, make that 47, New York.
Yeah, wow.
Matt, a glad Monday. Anybody like to be on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Drop us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. And stop sending me those stupid attachments with telling me to get on first page of Google and all that. I don't want to Google.
I don't care.
Telling me you got an audit of my website. I don't care. I'm not interested. You want to help in a site? Send us
right.
money.
That's true.
You know.
True.
Or get me somebody, a volunteer, who can help us put stuff up on the website.
Yes, that'd be good.
That would help.
Yeah, because my
but
site
I'm not interested
going.
In any revision of the website and you know, to have to pay for that. We don't have that kind of money.
Well, maybe they'll do it for free, I'm hoping. Because the back
right.
end is horrible. I can't see it. And that it's too small, the back end.
Well, we got to make it bigger.
Yeah, no, but they haven't. I asked more than once. Please make the font in the back. Yeah, they haven't done it. I don't know.
Oh,
I really don't know. The web administrator has to do it.
You got to find out.
Yeah.
How to do it.
Yeah.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Matt are glad. Monday. Inner Sight, and information on Milton, I was not glad to hear that the person who allowed that to happen, allegedly allowed that. I don't know if she confessed, so I'm going to modify that statement. The person who did that, who allowed Milton to perish, was getting off with a slap on the wrist, getting off easy.
I think they should have gone to jail, to be honest. It's cruelty,
that's a mad,
what she did.
To us, I don't agree with that. It shows you right there. We need a more powerful law.
That's true.
You know, if you destroy a guide dog or a service dog, you're helping to destroy somebody's life.
That's right.
For sure. You know, your guide dog and you are one.
That's right.
You know, and that has to be addressed in a law, and strengthened, and people have to understand what it means to have that dog with you.
It's a sense of security too.
It's more than that. The very fact that this woman is getting off easy shows you that they don't understand it. They don't give a damn about it.
That's right.
Because if they did, it wouldn't happen.
Yes, that's true. But, see, here's the thing that perplexes me. When I was a kid, everybody, you know, we took the dog with us. We didn't care because we were living in a hotel because of what had happened to me. You know, we were exposed to automotive gasoline that leaked from a station on the corner. Well, reason why I'm saying this is because what happened was is we had to bring the dog everywhere. You know, we went. We couldn't leave it in the hotel. You know, otherwise the dog would start, you know, messing the hotel up because it had to go to the bathroom. So we wanted to, if we brought the dog with us, we wanted to pick locations that were dog-friendly.
What's that got to do with what I was just talking about?
Wait, I'll tell you. If you have a dog that, you know, really is a service dog, that dog should be going with you everywhere. You know, you have the law with you on that. So not like years ago where you didn't have a law like that to help you out. So
it's not
take
strong
advantage
enough
of the law. I know, but at least
nowhere
take,
near strong enough.
Well, they have to at least see where it isn't strong enough and use it so we know where it's not strong enough. Because if you don't use the law or use what's going on, you'll never know where it's not, you know, long enough.
Oh, they know. The politicians know. We've told them time and time again. They know.
To a certain extent,
I don't believe they don't know.
No, to a certain extent, I think they know. The rest, they ask us. Yeah?
We just have to keep on within a sight until we can do something about it ourselves.
That's right.
That's really when it's probably going to get done.
Yeah, I agree with that.
When we can do something about it, which means we got to have the means to do it.
Yeah, the money.
Probably when it's going to get done.
That's true.
All right, in a sight. Man, a glad Monday. We got 6 minutes left.
Yeah, something like that. Let me look. Oh,
8:53. Yeah.
Yes.
About 6-7 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just unbelievable what people have to go through. And you hear it more and more every day from people who have to struggle and people who don't realize that in the twinkle of an eye you can become disabled.
That's true.
Yeah. A friend of mine was a conductor on the subway up in the Bronx. You know,
yeah.
The elevated trains up there. You know.
Yeah.
And one day he's on the job, riding through the up on the elevator. You know, and all of a sudden, a gunshot rings out.
Oh my!
Next thing you know, he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Disabled.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's terrible.
And this is why this government should pay more attention to us.
That's true.
Because if you live long enough, you're going to be disabled.
That's true, as an elderly person.
And most people are going to be put into a hellhole nursing home.
Yeah, the new ones, the newfangled ones.
Until we get rid of them.
That's right. And I promise I'll keep going after it until it's gone. I don't care if I'm known as the nursing home destroyer. Good. Let it be. You know?
So the government needs to sit down and get some really good new ideas and change the way things are being done.
They sure do.
And it would help the national debt, what we want to do. It would help unburden the government to a large extent.
Yeah, I agree. The government's too big, too, in a sense, you know?
I missed that. What?
I said the government is large and spends large. They don't spend on us. I wish they did. You know?
No, they spend on agencies.
That's right.
They don't spend on us.
Nope. They think by spending on agencies,
they give the money to agencies.
No, yeah, I agree.
And that's why they waste a lot of money.
That's true.
If you put the money into an account for the person, you could eliminate a lot of these agencies.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
And you could give people other jobs and have a much better system because you'd have more people who would be able to work.
That's true.
And pay taxes. So that's another one, plus of our ideas.
Is.
Encourage more people to work.
Yeah.
Stop
and not
penalizing
the benefits.
People for working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave the benefits alone.
Yeah.
Let a person have a little extra.
Yeah.
We work hard enough for it.
Yes, we do, and we have all these years. You know.
All right, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. I want to thank all our friends. Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
It's been Mad and Glad Monday around the world. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night.